You're listening to The Nerd Cave Show, coming to you live from Audio Crazy's living room, where I tied up the beard and he's sitting in the back. Shush, beard, drink your happy juice. You can follow us on www.nerdcaveshow.com, or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/nerdcaveshow. And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to the Nerd Cave Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the guy with the beard that makes everything nice and weird. It's the Beard and Gary. Sitting across is my very, very best friend in the world, the audiophile that makes listening to anything worthwhile, Audio Crazy Ray. You know him. Say hi.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Cave Show. This is actually for us. This is the second take.
Yeah, this is Nerd Cave Show 2.0.
Yeah, because unfortunately I had to, at the last minute, the laptop I set up, I don't even know if this recording is going to work or not. The laptop I normally record from, yeah, it's looking weird. Just don't look at it.
I'm trying not to, but I'm drawn to it.
We had set up the laptop I normally use to record, which has the latest version of Adobe Audition on it. It got forgotten at the office, the orifice, and so
it's all alone right now going, where is Audio Crazy? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I got home and I was like, well, crap, I'll throw an older version of Adobe Audition, actually because I have a copy of the old free version, and it's not working correctly.
It looks as though it is. Hopefully, I mean, it's kind of weird, but hey, you know.
It's acting very weird, so...
That's kind of how we do things here. It's my fault, because I'm the guy with the beard that makes it all weird.
I forgot the proper equipment, and I cobbled together something at the last minute, and... Let's go back to the whiskey. We got to do this again, because we toasted in the last one.
We did.
And it was really good, because we didn't toast before the show. We wanted to toast on it.
So we're going to have you be a part of it.
What are we toasting to?
To the show.
To the show. All right, here we go. Clink.
Nice. That's clinky sound.
Good clink.
Clinky goodness.
This is the first time I'm trying the Pendleton.
This is a pretty good one, I'm not going to lie.
It
doesn't quite have the bite that the other one did.
It's got a bit of a smoothness to
it. This is that Western Canadian whiskey.
It really is. I saw at the bottom Canadian whiskey, and what does it say? True Western
tradition or something like that.
And it was just like, okay, I have to have that.
Right.
I have to.
It's just, yeah. we needed to do it.
I snagged a bottle, and it was just like, I don't even care if it takes. I mean, it's hard. It's like, I've only found the one Canadian whiskey that didn't taste that good, and that was the one that's in the plastic bottle. So it's like, but actually what I'm thinking about doing is I'm looking at buying me one of those little where you can age it a little bit more.
Oh, a little barrel?
Yeah, I'm going to buy me a little barrel and dump it in there and forget about it for...
Little oak barrel. Yeah, you can get those. They're not that expensive. Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't know anybody who plays in town, but I was going to like search Amazon or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never done that before, and this whiskey's not that good.
It's a perfect opportunity to, you know, see what you can...
It's still got a bit of a medicinal bite to it, so I want to mellow. I want to throw it back in the...
You're sick and you need to boil it up with some lemon and honey, you know, but yeah, that's about it.
I'm going to get me one of those little deals and put it back in the little oven for a little bit longer.
There you go.
I've never done it before. I've always wanted it, and I know I've got a friend of mine that's done it before, and I was like, I really need a project. So I was just like, this would be perfect.
That's perfect. Yes.
I've also been thinking, it's like, I honestly been thinking about doing my own mead. It's like, I got all this free freaking time at nights, and all I've been doing is playing WoW and 7 Days to Die lately. So it's like, why can't I have like some random liquid
you've got enough
kitchen.
Room in the garage to set up a couple of little barrels or something. We could do some mead. I've got some recipes.
I don't want to do anything that big, and I really don't want it out in the garage.
Yeah, don't blame me. But hey, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. I've got some recipes.
I got plenty of room in the kitchen. Whole side there. Once I throw out a bunch of those really old computers, the Apple II's staying. I got to get that working. The full-size tower, I'm still going to build me a sleeper computer out of that.
Mm.
I just haven't gotten around to doing it. So I'm working on that. The rest of the stuff, the one case a buddy of mine gave me, for those of you guys who are curious, I've been working on a project for 2 years now. Another side tangent. I've been working on I bought this, what do you call this? It's like an alcohol, the cabinet here.
It's an alcohol cabinet.
Yeah. It's like a little one, but it's got
like a little
nice
bar,
but it's got, yeah, it's like a little mini bar, but it's not that deep. It's only like what? A foot deep.
Maybe a foot. Yeah.
It's about a foot deep, but it's got a white marble top.
Yeah. It's a nice little,
really nice glass, etched glass in front and stuff like that. So I bought it for the intense purpose of putting a dual Xeon motherboard and a bunch of hard drives and turning that into the what I'm going to be calling the liquor server.
Yeah.
I actually bought, it's been 2 years. COVID hit and the project kind of just...
Yeah, it went on pause.
It literally did. I finally bought a new part.
Ooh.
And I must show you this.
Uh-oh. I get to see it. You guys get to hear about it.
Oh, I'll post a link on the website for you guys. Oh, I just noticed it was dented. It's okay.
No.
It's okay. So this was under the mining for like CPU. But it's not a mining. What it is it's a... Because you know how I got that motherboard...
Yes.
That case Tony gave me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anthony gave me. It's for me to cut up. And it's one of those really wild cases, and I never couldn't bring the heart to doing it. And I love
that case, but I'm just gonna say, I mean, if you ever decide you don't want to use it.
This is a extended ATX motherboard tray.
Ooh.
This back piece mounts to the side and there's a bracket here, so I can literally mount the motherboard. You can see where it got dented right here. But I can mount the motherboard. I'll post a link so you guys can see what I'm talking about on the website.
It's a nice little toy.
But yeah, the power supply mounts here, motherboard mounts here, and I can mount the cards and everything to it. It's a full-size motherboard tray that I can...
Perfect.
It's exactly perfect. The only downside is the crappy packaging. It dented the living crap. But it's not heavy
that's
enough
fixable.
Metal. Yes.
That's fixable.
It's fixable. A little wrench, maybe some plastic pliers, and a lot of cuss words. I will have this straightened out.
Hey, you got to throw the cuss words in there, because if you don't, it's not fixed properly.
Exactly. I'm really excited about that, because that is the first component I have been able to buy for this setup to get it done. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's been a two-year project that just went on hold because of COVID, because it's just a costly adventure.
Yeah.
Because by the time I'm done with it, what's going to be is it's going to be a, I've already got a bunch of 3 terabyte drives, but I eventually want to upgrade. I think I'm going to go ahead and as soon as I get the cash, I'm going to save up for some 8 terabytes. I've already got an slightly older Intel. I got to verify the configuration on it, but I want to put bare minimum 4 terabytes or maybe 6 terabyte drives. But I'm going to build a huge RAID array, and it's going to be my home file server, because my old 4 terabyte RAID array is just, it's like 3/4 full.
Oh yeah. You need more space.
It's got all like the YouTube stuff I kind of stopped on, and I feel bad about that, but I'll get into that here in a little bit. But it's almost full, and I'm in like, I need to expand this. And I was like, I've wanted a showpiece, but I'm also going to, I'm already looking, I've already got, you can see, you've seen them, the huge 320 mil, I've got a huge water cooling rad, a couple of grills for other fans. This is going to be both Xeon, it's a dual Xeon server board, workstation/server board that is going to go into this. It's basically just massively overkilled, and I'm going to water cool both CPUs for no reason other than
because
I want to.
You want to, and you
no
can.
There's no valid reason to water cool 2 Xeons. You don't need to. I'm going to anyway. But that's been the project for a long time, and the problem is I've got some of the water cooling stuff, but the water blocks alone are about $100 a pop.
Yeah.
And then I got to get all the tubing. And I've got all the stuff to bend the tubes. I've got all the stuff to, it's going to, the other thing is I'm still, you've seen my collection of whiskey bottles I got on the cabinet.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to decide which whiskey bottles I'm going to use as the liquid cooling reservoir. I'm going to use an actual whiskey bottle as it.
Mm-hmm.
Currently in the lead is using the Jack Daniel's bottle, because it's squarish.
The squares, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's flat enough for me to drill a hole in and put the water cooling coupler in. I just don't know how I'm going to get that work, because I don't know if I can get, I'm hoping I can, but I don't know if I can get a good seal and get
you can.
A metal fitting to adhere and seal to a glass bottle.
You can. And you can, trust me.
Okay.
I've this never is something done it. We will make happen.
Yeah.
This is that much I know. Because we kind of do crazy things like that. My wife being the artist that she is, we're messing around with different mediums and whatnot. So yeah, there are materials you can use to create the seal that you want.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So I'm working on that, and I also want to, I'm still debating on which exact bottles I'm going to use. I really wanted to use Jameson Black Barrel because that is one of my favorites.
Yes.
But I may go with the Jameson or the, just for the ease, the Jack Daniels bottle.
Because of the square. Yeah. It's not a bad idea, but I mean, I can definitely understand the want to go a little more decorative.
I would only need to drill the way I'm looking at I only need to drill one hole. The inlet would be coming in through the cap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that way all the bubbles stay at the top and the pull of the liquid would come through the bottom. I don't know if I'm going to put some kind of baffle in there to keep bubbles from passing through. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that would require me to cutting open the bottle and that would cause
issues
and possible more leaks than I really want to deal with. So
maybe I would, you know what? What is a good idea is because Jack Daniels bottles are, I mean, they're affordable, you know? Yeah. So practice with it. We practice cutting them.
Well, it's not like I got plenty of bottles in there.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying practice cutting it. Cause, I can bring a glass cutter over.
Okay.
And you can use it,
I'm still a ways away. Like I said, I still got to get water blocks. I got to buy a lot of tubing. I still got to figure out how I'm going to do the routing of the tubing. I got to figure out how to get this mounted. I got the button. I've got a button that's actually going to be drilled into the side here that lights up whenever you hit the power button, and it routes into the motherboard like a normal power button. But it's gonna be mounted to the outside of the
all right.
And I still got to figure out how much RGB. If I'm going to put a whole lot of RGB in there, I'm probably going to have to.
If. I mean, come on. This is you.
Yeah.
have RGB in your the computer you use.
Yes. And I did that. And then my daughter chose the blue rain color and it has stuck that way ever since. I won't change it unless she changes it for me. So.
As it should be.
Yeah, exactly. So when I do this one, though, I know I'm going to do... I don't know if I'm going to try to do gold or I know the coolant I'm going to use, which has got a kind of a brownish gold color.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that way it looks somewhat like.
Right.
But I got to get the expensive stuff, which has a swirl to it. So there's not a whole lot I can do about making it look true, but you know what? Whatever.
It's going to look cool either way.
here's the problem I had lately. If those of you guys don't know who the liquid cooled dye. That stuff's designed. You have to swap that stuff out very often, quite often, because a buddy of mine, the rig right here.
Yeah,
I put a ton a vial and a half of blood red into that. When he brought it back to me, and it was like a year and a half later, 2 years later, it doesn't look like there's ever any dye in there. You can see there's a faint hint of pinkish tone.
Okay,
it just the red dye went away.
Oh wow,
the coloring just. I mean, it still works great. There's no algae, no nothing.
Yeah.
It's as a coolant, it works. It still works perfectly great. But as for
the longevity of the dye,
the color just went away.
Wow.
So, but there's other ones that are. It looks a little thicker. It looks almost like you're putting in soup. But it's got this really cool effect to it. So I'm probably gonna go with that just because. Whatever color I put into it, I want the color to stay. I don't want it to constantly change. And it's also going to be one of those deals where I don't want to have to change it out once a year. This is going to be something I'm going to build and let it run for a few years until I replace drives.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, out of curiosity, is there a specific kind of dye you can or you should or shouldn't use?
They're all water cooling dyes. So the one we have, I bought for here. Let me see if I can grab it real quick.
Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing about having a small studio is most things are like within reach.
The stuff that we put was the Primo Chill Intensifier Concentrated Cooler Dye. It's called the Blood Red.
Nice.
And it looked, when I was done, it looked amazing. And it works great. It really does. The problem is just the coloring. As a coolant, additive,
mm-hmm.
works great. Does exactly as a chill. Primo Chill makes great stuff. As a dye, it kind of just didn't mm-hmm. last very long.
It didn't hold on.
The color didn't hold.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Look at the reservoir. There's a slight hint of pink in there.
Yeah. It. Even in this light, you can see it. Yeah.
Now, whether he changed the color out or not, he told me he didn't. But I like I said, as an additive, it works great. But I know that's kind of a common thing with some. Now, he may have also got the batches that they realized it and sold them on the cheap. And then they eventually changed their formula. I wouldn't be, I'm not bashing all of Primo Chill because Primo Chill makes some of the best stuff.
But every once in a while, you know, I mean, something like that happens.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if we'll use that exact dye or he'll just have me use it to use it up. Cause I think I have a partial left and that one that hasn't been opened. He bought three vials and I got it nice and dark red. If you guys look on YouTube or look at my website, I posted a video up when I was done. It's sitting here because he burnt up the graphics card in it. He burnt up a 1070. It's been literally been sitting here for probably close to a year now.
I've seen it for a while.
Yeah, and I keep telling him, dude, come by, come get it. Are you home? I'll bring it to you. I'm tired of this thing sitting in my living room. I've got enough rigs here that I need to filter this stuff out of my house. The dual Xeon went to the office because I'm playing around with another project. Freaking SSD died on it, so I need to get that working again. And then I'm going to, what is it? I'm going to play around with a couple of projects. I've got this rig here that I got to find a home for. I just got to get rid of it. I was going to sell it, but I don't know what it is with U systems. If I give them away, they go away and work for years. If I sell them within a month, they'll come back with issues. And you sold it to me. You need to fix it.
Right.
And so I have had this, I when it comes to used computers in the past that I've built, and all of them that I've sold have been nothing but nightmare headaches after I sold them. So I have this huge thing about I don't like selling used computers. That's why I like all the used computers I get. I build computers for friends.
Yeah.
Like every single decent computer I've had over the past 4 years, I've gone into, you know, I've built gaming computers for like low-end gaming computers for people.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple.
Yeah, I know. You've got one.
And they're being used. So, yeah. I mean, that's a good thing now.
You've got one. Irma's got one. Irma's son's got that's the last one I built. And I gave him my
960. When you were working on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, his graphics card died, so I gave him my 960. I really wanted to hold on to it because I had a project for it, but I couldn't. He didn't have a graphics card. The junker one he had just failed on him. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of money flow out of my living room.
There's got to be a better way.
I'd rather see people happy.
You should work out a bartering system. That's what it is.
I got to remember what graphics card I threw into this rig here. I've got something, but I don't think it's very much. I think it's just a real basic kind of set. I don't remember. That rig's been sitting here for a couple of months, so I need to pull it out and see what's in it. I think originally I had like a workstation card in it. So that's kind of what I've been doing lately, guys. I've been building computers and giving them to friends. That's kind of my whole deal. I'm a sucker for puppy eyes and my computer's down. Oh, jeez. I bought Irma's son. I bought him a bunch of, but I paid for a bunch of the hardware that went into it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see him up and running.
That's the heart you have, though. That's just,
it's a curse, honestly.
Hey, it's you know, like an FU for Christmas. It's a gift and a curse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
But you enjoy building the computers.
That's my Zen moment, man.
Yeah, that's where you said it, nail on the head. That's your Zen moment. That's when you're in your element.
People don't understand. It's like I can never understand a... This is a little bit different show, people. I forgot to warn you. We're just kind of going off the cuff.
Well, this one in the last episode or...
I like it, though. It is. I am one of those people that cannot stand the corporate IT people. You know, they buy all the Dells and they put them in place and every year... And it's just like, there's no love for the computers they're working on. Mm-hmm. They're just... Everything's kind of... boring and bland, and it's like, for me, it's like I want to build them. That to me is like every system we buy, we buy packaged computers, and I'm very specific. Like, mm-hmm. I'll buy the Asus ones. Dells have bit me in the butt. Like a 50-50. Some Dells will work, some Dells they'll just be nothing but headaches. It's because everything's lowest bidder for them, and I don't like that mentality when you build computers. And Lenovo's, oh geez, I've had 100% failure rate on those. Every Lenovo I've ever gotten have just been lemons. Usually within the first 6 months to a year, and it's just like I don't want to deal with them anymore.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
Asus's I've been having really good luck with pre-builds.
I can't speak for the Asus pre-builds, but one thing I can speak for is the Asus the ones that you either work on or rebuild. Because the laptop I have sitting in front of me that you guys are hearing all the clicky stuff, this is one that he did work on, and I bought it from him. So,
is that the one? Okay.
This is, yeah.
Okay, good. That's right. That's got the touchscreen and everything.
And this where? Oh yeah, I love the touchscreen, especially with the sound effects. It makes it a lot easier.
I don't remember that laptop.
Yeah, this is I bought this one from you.
Okay.
It was about a year and a half ago.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think it's something somebody left on my doorstep. I went through... Didn't I replace the hard drive on it?
You had to replace the hard drive. You had to do a couple of things to it. And the folks that left it on your doorstep never came back to get it after, like, years. So.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's like, well, to replace the hard drive and everything else, I think they were more upset they lost all their files when the hard drive went.
And yeah,
there was a keyboard. The keyboard had to be replaced.
If I remember correctly, you did say that you had to get a new keyboard.
Yeah, it was
going to
be like $250 worth of stuff, plus my labor.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry. I mean, we're friends and all. I give you the friendly hookup on pricing. It's cheaper than anywhere else, but it's still going to... And they're like, we'll just buy another one. All right, cool. Whatever.
But this is one that you worked on, and I have yet to have an issue with it, so...
Oh, it is an Asus, and Asus make good tank. If you take care of them, Asus are great. I've got a couple of them in domains across in other states. They just work. But I've got a couple of computers that are coming, and they're like, I get to build another one of our new, what is it? It's called a Vox Pro, and it's basically for doing phone calls for radio stations.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Vox Pro only makes the software and the little controller unit for playback and stuff like that.
Okay.
The computer you have to supply yourself. Well, we have a rack mount. We're also using IP audio system. So I was just like, yay, I get to build it. Rack mount system. Yay. I'll see if I can live stream that.
That'd be cool. I'm sure there's some people out there that would dig watching it. Yeah.
So I haven't done, for anybody who's curious, and I know a lot of people, I've actually had a couple of people on you trying to follow me on YouTube here recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to apologize to a lot of people that have been looking for the updates. I've been meaning to do videos. This year has been difficult. My depression has gotten really bad this year. A lot of things that I've been putting off mentally for years have finally caught up with me this year. A lot of changes happened for me at work that have been keeping me busy. We've kind of starting to get back into the swing of things too, so things are ramping up. Not having a social life somewhat of a social life. But really, all I do is this podcast. This is like literally my social interaction beyond work.
That's not only you, bro. Me too.
Yeah. And other than that, you know, playing World of Warcraft, that's my main. And then 7 Days to Die, the dedicated server. I'm still, I so came close to it clicking the buy now for those Samsung SSDs for the server, because I'm tired of the slow ass 1 terabyte drives that are in there just chugging along. I mean, they're in RAID 10, but it's like, this isn't fast enough. I need to crank up the IO speed on these. So I've been thinking about getting 2 Samsung SSDs and throwing them in mirror, because 1 Samsung SSD is faster than a RAID array. And so it's like, throw them in mirror, I'd have a redundancy and everything would be happy.
Right.
So that's currently where I'm at on that. I signed attentious real bad. But
hey, that's what we're talking. We're just talking. You know what I mean?
With everything going on, honestly, I have sat down multiple times to get a YouTube video done. Oh, my camera died. My Nikon that I've been using for years.
It did officially die?
It's dead.
Oh.
My Nikon One is dead. So all I have is my little USB cameras or my phone. I can't ever record with my phone because it's always going off.
Right.
I always get a text message. I always get an email. I always get something that breaks up the video. So I can't record with my phone. And that's the only thing that can record halfway decent. So the other thing I have is these little box cameras that I have, these little USB cameras I got. But they're locked in. They're locked and they're a pain in the butt to set up. They don't autofocus. So you have to, every time you do anything, you've got to go through and manually adjust the lens. And it's just, they're great for when they're top over and you're using them as a secondary shot, but as a primary shot, they're not that great. I mean, they work. I did the firmware update on them, so they do seem to work surprisingly well. Beyond that, it's just been every time I've sat down and tried to work on a YouTube video, I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what I want to do, but I lose energy for it.
Mm-hmm.
You
can't make creativity happen.
That's exactly. I'm smart enough, and I've done in the past, and I've done videos where I forced myself, and the videos were crap. I hated the videos. So years ago, I decided, you know, if it isn't there, I won't do the video, because there's no point in doing a horrible video.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, well, just get it done, just mass produce. And it's like, no.
Some people can do that. Some people can fake it through it. Others can't.
I know.
I can't.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean? I can't. I used to put little videos out there all the time. Mm-hmm. Little beard videos. People used to love them. They'd, you know, I'd give them something to chuckle at here, you know, every couple of days. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't even bring myself to do that. I get it. It's hard. It, you know, sometimes life just sucks it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the fun way.
Yeah, exactly. And then I hopped on TikTok and I started doing a couple of videos, but then it's the holiday season, so it's hard to do anything. But I've done a couple of videos. A couple of them were just days that were just like, I was really, really low and I just kind of did a quick video about certain things. Things are out the top of my head. They haven't gotten much views, like 30 views. So it's like, I'm one of those like insignificant TikTokers. I am the one that basically I am the one that the tumbleweed gets more views than I do.
I hear you. I jumped down that. I dove down the TikTok rabbit hole myself.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I've only got one video. It's like a little intro video kind of a thing,
I can find you then.
I'm following you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, crap.
I just haven't done anything with it, really. I need to, though.
See, that's the thing. If people follow me and there's no videos, I won't follow them back. If they have videos, I'll follow them.
Okay, yeah.
But if they're just, to me, it's like if you're a lurker, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no, but yeah, I'm on there, Beard and Gary.
Really?
Yes.
How come I didn't see them? Ah, crap. Shush.
Shh. You didn't hear that, folks.
let me see here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Memento.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. No, we're friends.
Okay. Yeah, I
added you back. You need that Beard and Gary. Come on now.
Well, when I get alerts, it's Beard and Gary. It's not Memento.
Yeah.
The other
thing I don't do, and maybe I'm just worried about that, especially when it comes to TikTok, is I don't follow people if they have private videos.
Is it private?
You can make videos private only to followers. The problem is to me, that says either A, they're TNA videos, and I really don't want to see them.
Well, you don't want to see either my T or A.
Yeah. Well, no. But no, it's the fact that it's like I'm very selective, mm-hmm. and I especially will not follow people back if they have no videos.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Because I was starting to do that, and the first two people that I did that to immediately started spamming me and trying to. Basically, they were just.
Oh, okay.
So here's people. If you don't have any videos and you follow somebody, I don't follow you back. Don't take it personal. To me, that seems like scammers and baiters. And I posted those pictures up on Instagram. This is like, you guys just. I'm a 40-year-old guy that's been single for years. Mm-hmm. This is not working, okay? There's a difference between desperate and what you're going after and me that's like, I'm my paranoia and if I see you sent a message and I've never talked to you before, the first thing that goes through my head is, here's another scammer.
Mm-hmm.
And... Your little cut and paste remarks, just it's like, dude, you guys are following the formula.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. So. I really want to get some content up there, though. I have some ideas, but once I get in front of a camera, it's like.
You just get, for me, I just had an idea and I was like, I'll get this done. The nice thing is they're short format, so it makes it really easy.
Yeah.
The motherboard there, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do another video where I see if it actually still works. I plan on doing that. The problem is I just got to get to it because I specifically picked, and I'm going to post that in the video, that motherboard. I specifically picked that motherboard and that RAM because I knew the aluminum heat sinks would make a nice crunch sound.
All right.
And that RAM actually had, those RAM died years ago.
Okay.
I only kept them because they were at that point in time, that was the most expensive overclocking RAM I had ever bought,
mm-hmm.
and they were the nicest. Like I used to always just buy the generic stuff, and that was like the first set of, all right, I'm gonna buy the big flashy RAM with the huge heat sinks. And I kept them because they were blue. They were the first blue heat sinks I ever got my hands on, and then they've been sitting for years and years and years. I think out of all four of them, only one worked.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Something happened, and three of them failed.
Ah,
like one after another. I lost one set. And I went down to half RAM, and then one of the other ones failed. It was like, I don't know what happened. The other one worked fine, but eventually I replaced all the RAM because once you're down to one single channel mode, you're like, I got to get some new RAM.
Right.
And, but I kept them. It was just like, I love them. They're so beautiful. They're blue RAM. And
they look cool.
They do. They're all aluminum heat sinks. And it was just like, I keep this. And then now I'm just like, I'm crunching these. So yeah, that's kind of what I did there. We had talked about this. So you'd mentioned this. I don't know if you want to continue go along this thought. What we are thankful for.
What am I thankful for? Well, are we talking just like broad spectrum?
Broad spectrum.
Broad spectrum. All right. I'll get a little mushy here. I am thankful for you.
Ah.
And I'm not going to get all personal on everything, but you know, we've traveled the road, we'll say. And here we are. So, you know.
Since junior high.
So I am. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful. A lot of things have me frustrated, but overall, I'm thankful for, you know, I mean, I have some good people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't always had that. So, you know, I've got some good people in my life, and I'm thankful for them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. So.
Rock on.
And I mean, you know, a lot of people don't have even what I do, and I don't have much. So yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Rock on. Awesome. Anything else?
Your 7 Days to Die dedicated server, because, I dig playing that game for some reason.
Therapeutic fun.
Yeah. I can kill things and, you know,
the nice thing is it's such a huge server, even with it running as long as it has, nobody's gotten to everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And James was complaining about, it being too big, and I'm going like, no, this is perfect.
That is perfect. Cause it's kind of like, I mean, if you think about it, that's how it would be if you were like, you know, I mean, let's just go ahead and get stupid for a second. Say in a situation like that, the world's a big place. There's a lot to explore. And if you're one of the last people in it,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot to go through, you know what I mean? So
it's been nice going, like, we've been playing well over, like, I can't remember when I launched off that, the 8K map, and it's just like, I'm still hitting places that nobody's touched. It's great. I love it.
I need to get on there when you and James are on there again. That way we can, you know.
Yeah, I'm sporadic.
Interact.
Most of my time is tied. I made the huge mistake of playing WoW.
All right.
Yeah. And building an alt and then focusing on that alt as much as I focus on my main. And it's like I'm trying to keep two characters level maintained. And now it's like it's a huge.
Yeah.
Huge mistake. All right.
But since you asked.
Anything else? Go ahead.
What are you thankful for?
First and foremost, I'm thankful for you and your wife. Okay. You guys have been there when I needed it the most years ago, and even more so here recently. Your guys' cookies are amazing.
We need to make more of those.
I'm thankful for my kids. Honestly. They're the ones that kind of keep me going.
That's your anchor.
That is the only anchor. I mean, it's one of the few anchors I have in this world. Friends and my kids. I love my family, but they're not really there. Kind of the truth. But my kids are what keep me sane. They'll drive me nuts, but
hey, that's what kids do.
Exactly.
You know, that's what kids do.
My daughters, me and her, we just went and saw Eternals the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. I had to wait until me and her went and saw it.
Yeah.
Still waiting to find out if her mom's going to take her to go see Ghostbusters Afterlife or if I'm going to be taking her.
Okay.
So, because I have to wait until I find out that, because if her mom's going to take her, then I'm going by my damn self.
Well, maybe I'll try to make it with you.
No, oh, there you go.
I try to make it with you to some, you know, I think we went and saw Deadpool together, I think.
Yeah. It's been a few years.
It's been a while.
me and my daughter has the AMC 6 that's over by my work.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That one we love the most because hardly anybody goes there.
Yeah.
So it's always a quiet theater.
Yeah, gotcha.
And
okay.
And even those people that go there, and the seats are huge and big comfy chairs.
Big comfy, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd probably fall asleep in those.
Yeah. Yeah, and so... I'm thankful I've had a really good job. I mean, it's got its ups and downs and stressed me out to no end at times, but I'm grateful that I've had a job that's got me through these last years. You know, I live alone, so the nice thing is I've had plenty of income to be. I almost didn't make it through the past couple of years. I'm not saying I scathed through unscathed.
Last couple of years have been really,
I've had to make some decisions I wish I wouldn't have had to make over the past several years. I'm hoping within the next few months I can get things righted. Health-wise, stuff like that, I really need to work on get things.
Yeah.
I know I got some improvement I got to do. I'm kind of grateful for that. That's the two main things right now.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's like, I'm grateful I have all the games I play, but they're the things that kill my time for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to call that. Because I probably should have a much better response, but
nope. What you have to be thankful for is what you're thankful for. And, you know, don't sell it short. You know what I mean? Just because it might be a short list, that doesn't mean it's not a list.
Yeah,
some people don't even have that.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But, and you know, I love these Tuesday nights, you know? I mean, yeah, they're a little more sporadic here recently than they have been, but hey, you know, things happen. And I'm thankful for all of our listeners out there that haven't gone anywhere. As soon as they find out there's a new episode,
They're listening.
You guys want to hear us ramble about whatever we ramble about, and that means something. You give us that time, and we appreciate it.
Yep. More people have been joining the Nerd Cave Dwellers Facebook group page. It's been growing.
Yeah.
Great for all of you guys coming and hanging out.
Unfortunately, TikTok has kind of absorbed some of my Facebook time, so I need to I gotta manage that time and keep sharing my stuff in there.
When you first get it, I think I'm finally getting over the hump. I'm one of those people that I can get absorbed in right at the beginning, and I did. When TikTok first came out, I got massively absorbed into it, and I mean, I was getting a little sleep. Now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I'm not getting to it very often. I'm not nearly as much. I'm going to say this. I do like it a lot more, and I like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long I'm going to keep maintaining the Instagram stuff, because I really slowly but surely disliking the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook in general is just becoming this. It's like they want to shove far more ads down your throat than they need to.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where you can see the greed. It's usually when it's done tastefully that doesn't bother me, but they're getting obsessive with it.
Yeah. And
Instagram is just, I don't know. TikTok, it's getting better, because I'm finally getting to the point where it's starting to actually show me stuff I really want to see, like computer stuff. And
it's just finding who you want to follow.
I'm not going to lie. You guys, if you're really curious, this is what TikTok finds for me right now. And I'm not upset about it. I get a lot of lesbian stuff.
Right.
Okay, cool. You guys, you people are amazing.
You're a supporter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a lot of not a whole lot of computer stuff, because most of the computer stuff is those guys showing off unseemly, like unrealistic computer builds.
Okay.
What I consider an unrealistic computer build is somebody who it's the same people that show off, this is my first computer, and they literally have like $4,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that thousands of dollars just in the liquid cooling. I'm like, that's shut up. Shut up.
Nope.
That's what I call an unrealistic build. That is somebody who didn't build a computer because they love computers. They built it to show it off, and mommy and daddy gave them a lot of money, money to do it. And it's just like, I know some of the guys that there's a couple of builds that are really impressive, really clean. And the guy spent their own money and they did a really amazing job. These are the builds that they try to, this is my first build. And it's just like, the kid's seven.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. Had a shop build him. His daddy spent, $6,000-$7,000 on just the tower. And it's just like, I'm not impressed with that. I'll never be impressed with that.
Right.
I will never be impressed with a rig like that. I don't care. How much money you spend on a, for me, I build computers. I will never be impressed on how much money you spend on a build. I will. Oh, and it's the same way I'm with cars. I don't care how, Bugatti Veyron, don't care. You bought a Lambo, don't care. I'm not impressed. You spent a lot of money. I don't care. That's not impressive that people do it day in, day out. But the people who hand built their rigs, those are the ones I'm impressed with. The guys who built them themselves or did some crazy wheel edit. There's a guy out there who's building a copper pipe liquid cooled rig, where he's actually did the like water piping.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he did the soldering of the piping. And I'm looking at it like, it's like, that is so ugly. It's beautiful.
Steampunk style.
Exactly. And those are the rigs that I like.
Mm-hmm.
The rigs. So I saw somebody do a funky water cooled rig on a Raspberry Pi. Completely unnecessary. I thought it was cool.
Right. Okay.
Though that's the kind of stuff that impresses me. Those are far and few between. There's a couple of guys I am following, and they do a lot of retro computers and stuff like that. And the guys are starting to ignite the fire for that Apple II I picked up a couple years ago.
Right. Okay.
I picked up an Apple II for $25 for the purpose of actually experiencing. I've never experienced the Apple II, and I bought that one. I've got the base, the CPU unit, the monitor. I've been meaning to go through it. I basically need to open it up first, clean it out, make sure there's no like spider webs and stuff like that.
Right.
Clean it out.
You could have a chunky spider in there. I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure everything's dead inside there. What I'm worried about is plugging it in, the power supply being bad, and frying anything that may have been. So I got to pull. The first thing I have to do is pull the power supply and do voltage
tests. Make sure it's working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if possibly, either rebuild the power supply or find somebody with a rebuilt power supply.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm into. Anytime you're a computer builder, we see, like, little kids get impressed by these guys with these really expensive
flashy lights.
Going, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. I'm beyond being impressed with store-bought, package-built, you know, mommy and daddy had a lot of money in building a computer. All right, cool. You know, go home and enjoy it. You're going to play Minecraft on it, and nobody's going to be impressed. But the guy with the lower-end rig that did some really cool stuff and tweaked it to get the maximum performance out of it, that's the stuff I love. That's the stuff I check out. And that's very far and few between, because those people don't get a lot of views because they're not the big flashy thing in a
market. Right. Yeah.
That sucks. But then again, that's me. I am the very odd man out. I am the person that does not care about numbers and views. I care about content. So there's a lot of people that come up. I see the regurgitated stuff of, you know, I record myself over the same sound bite that thousands of other people, I'm literally just swiping away at those. If I start recognizing the same audio clip that everybody else is doing, I just start swiping it unless they immediately start doing something unique. But if it's just me smiling, doing the same sound effect everybody else is, I don't care. Swipe, swipe, swipe. I'm just that way. My TikTok isn't thirsty. Okay. It's very, very weird. I got a bunch of American natives. I'm learning some stuff on there. Those are really cool.
Are you following Modern Warrior?
I might be.
You should check him out. He's pretty cool.
I'm following a couple of cosplayers. Some of them do some really cool,
The makeup stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got into that because of what's her name that's on here. It's somebody I've known. Actually, I have some artwork she did for me years back for my birthday, and so I've been following her. That's kind of what I've ran across some people that I'm kind of getting into the 40-year-olds, but most of them I don't care for because it's not that they're 40-year-olds and I don't care. It's just way too much political crap. And I don't care. It's like, you guys want to argue on TikTok, you guys will argue anywhere, and I don't. It's like, that's not something I'm into. So, I've got cosplayers, lesbians. I love all you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. I get a lot of the people that are. I've run across a couple of mechanics, which is kind of cool. Let's see here. Who else? There's a couple of them on here. B. Dylan Hollis, who does a lot of cooking stuff. He's actually really cool. Modern Warrior. I have him on there. I've been following him. Emily King, I've been following her. Who else? Tom Morello's got a TikTok.
Oh, does he?
Yes, you got to go follow Tom
Morello. I'll have to check him out.
Tom Morello's got some good stuff. There's a couple of other ones I've been following. Inky Goddess, I love a lot of her stuff that she puts out. Trying to think who else. There's a bunch of people on there that I know personally that I'm following, but none of them, nobody's really... Mm-hmm. Nobody, they haven't posted any videos. I'm like, come on, guys.
I have some ideas of stuff that I think is kind of funny, but I don't know. I get camera shy, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's see here. I'll do one right now. Let's see here. Click the button.
I loved yours, the one that you did on our last episode.
The last okay. Which one was that?
The one where, you know, you were setting everything up.
I started it, stopped him. I don't like that one. Discard the last clip. Well, I put it on 15 seconds. Let's do 60 seconds. So, all right, here we go. I am doing a TikTok while we are recording the podcast. There's the beard.
Hey, the beard that makes it all nice and weird.
Yes, exactly. I eventually I'm going to figure out how to get audio piped into my iPhone. I just need one of those lightning adapter things. So you guys are just going to hear us talking through the iPhone.
Yeah.
Thing. It sounds a lot better. Hey, you guys watching this, it sounds a lot better on the podcast because I have very expensive tastes. And me being single means I can spend money on stupid things that I really don't need, like, you know, mic processors, microphones.
Hey, at least he admits it, right?
And obsessive amounts of chocolate for me and my daughter.
Hey, you know, nothing wrong with chocolate.
Nothing wrong with chocolate. My daughter would
absolutely
say the same thing.
Right?
So, okay. I'm going to do that. So what else? Where are we at on time?
I think we're
probably pretty close.
At about an hour. Heading there.
It's hard to tell because the laptop is still acting goofy, and I don't even know if this recorded or not.
I know. It looks kind of weird.
We will find out for sure. I want to show you this. So you guys watching on the TikTok, that is what the laptop is doing.
And that bottom, that's supposed to be sound effects. Now, on the podcast, you can hear sound effects. But
yes.
According to that, there's nothing playing. So I'm nervous.
it's one of those deals where things are very questionable right now. I'm watching back on the video. And if you guys want to see what's going on, it's no, there's the audio right there. This is one of those questionable shows.
It just came up. And this song is like 5 minutes. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, I think we should end it right there. This is kind of one of those off nights. I'm kind of enjoying these. We stress from work and everything else. I really haven't been able to put things together. I apologize, people, but we're still going to keep doing this because this is me and Beers. Like once a week, we can actually, friends can, since you did hiking, actually get together and hang out and have fun. And we can play around with my toys because if we play with my son's Legos, well, I'll get in trouble.
I can bring my own Legos.
No, because they'll get mixed in with his Legos and then they'll automatically by default become his because any Legos in the house are his.
Gotcha.
You know the rules.
I do.
That is the rule of Lego is Legos belong to the people who in the home.
I hear it. That's kind of like Power Rangers in my house with my youngest. Collectors beware.
So, all right, I think we're going to end it right there because I'm sitting here trying to type out the title of my TikTok. So if you guys want to see what the weirdness the laptop was doing, hop on to my TikTok. It's just AUDIOCRAZ.
According to the laptop, right now we have sound effects.
No, it's something to do with the video, and I don't know what's going on. And I've already rebooted the stuff. All right, I think we're going to call that. We love you guys. Nerdcaveshow.com. Or audiocrazy.com, AUDIOCRAZ. Also, TikTok. He is Memento Mora on Instagram, TikTok.
Either look up Memento Mora or Beard and Gary. You'll find me, I promise.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you'll see my face and be like, that can't be anyone else.
So, yeah, and go look on my TikTok, you'll see what the weirdness the laptop is doing.
I hope
this recording comes out. That's all I'm saying.
Right?
I won't even know until we play it back. So, all right, everybody. This is Audio Crazy.
And this is the Beard and Gary. We'll see you guys later.
Love you guys. Take it easy.